Essa é a SBS em português.
The media people, the academic elites, and probably the business people, they'll think there's no democracy in China, dictatorship, authoritarian, and so on and so forth.
Mu Bugao não assiste mais os noticiários. Ele não confia na mídia.
They are too biased. I read and listen to what the outside people say about China, and lots of them are very insightful, but lots of them are actually wide off the mark. Lots of commentators in Australian media, they have never touched a feet on China. They think they know China.
O professor Gao é especialista em estudos chineses na Universidade de Adelaide. Ele também cresceu em uma vila no leste da República Popular da China. A SBS Exams falou com ele para descobrir mais sobre o que os chineses querem dizer com a democracia e como eles a entendem. Porque, conforme a Alliance of Democracies Foundations, 83% das pessoas na China continental acreditam que vivem em uma democracia.
The Chinese would argue that there is what is called substantive democracy or consultative democracy.
Quando se trata de democracia consultiva, o professor Gao diz que, apesar do Partido Comunista da China ser o partido no poder, ainda existem outros partidos minoritários.
These parties were not allowed to compete in formal democracy, but they have been playing a role in making decisions and making feedbacks to the policy makers at the top. Some people might say this is a formality and the Communist Party would do whatever they want. Theoretically, it is true, and sometimes that's what they did. But very often they do listen to them and their feedbacks. So that's one way of saying it. This is a democracy in terms of consultation.
Quanto à democracia substantiva, o professor Gao fala sobre o Congresso do Povo, que é eleito em todos os níveis.
So all the laws, for instance, regulations, the Communist Party policymakers can make them, but it has to be passed by the People's Congress. But then, of course, you would say, oh, you have to pass, otherwise you'll be punished. In a sense, it is true, but on the other hand, it's a formality and it does work sometimes.
Ele acredita que há uma diferença entre liberdade e democracia.
Personal liberty. I like that. I enjoy that. That's why I like staying in a country like Australia, because it does protect personal liberty. But that does not mean it is the same as democracy.
O professor Gao está dizendo que há elementos de democracia na China que funcionam e que não devem ser ignorados por outros países.
We can't accept China to copy the Western style of democracy. China is a very complex society. In Australia, look, it's 27 million people. That's smaller than the people in Shanghai alone. And it's easier to run a small place. And if you have a kind of Western style democracy, China might disintegrate.
A democracia em ação dentro de um país não é preto e branco. E isso acontece com todos os países que se dizem democráticos, incluindo a Austrália, Estados Unidos e o Brasil e Portugal.
So there's a really good long running by now survey by the Economic Intelligence Unit, which now calls the United States a flawed democracy, ranking far below countries that it would most likely look at as its equals.
Esse é Marcos Wagner. Ele é professor de direito da Universidade de Wollongong.
The difference in the US is that the political culture with its polarization has led to such deep divisions that trust is no longer in place to the extent that I would think it's necessary to call the US a healthy democracy.
O professor Wagner diz que os Estados Unidos estão enfrentando um retrocesso constitucional.
So understandings of what a politician should or should not do, undermining long-held beliefs that then engender trust in the constitutional system in the U.S. That really erodes the foundational pillars of democracy.
Ele diz que isso está impactando a forma como os americanos percebem a democracia.
Today you see this in the House Freedom Caucus, the MAGA movement, and all of this sort of goes towards a deep partisan divide. Conflicts over racism, immigration, socioeconomic inequalities are growing, the erosion of voting rights, and then the questions over reproductive health, the rights of LGBTQI plus people, school curricula, even the banning of library books, and all of that contributes to that. And at this point in time, even compared to the last 15 or 30 years, we see a very low level of trust in U.S. democratic institutions.
Mas como a perspectiva acadêmica do professor Wagner sobre a democracia nos Estados Unidos contrasta com a forma como os americanos comuns a veem?
I do think that a very large majority of people in the U.S. are still proud of a version of the history that they like to tell themselves. The U.S. story has been rather glorious, and there's over the last decades raised questions about some of these elements, and then that then goes towards the sort of erosion of deeply held narratives that might not make the country look as heroic as it once might have looked to lots of people.
Com o número recorde de pessoas indo às urnas ao redor do mundo este ano, a percepção sobre democracia continuará a mudar. Para descobrir mais informações sobre a desinformação e informações falsas, visite sbs.com.au/sbsexamples.
Quer ouvir mais notícias como essa? Ouça na Apple Podcasts, no Google Podcasts, no Spotify ou em qualquer leitor de podcasts.